Welcome to Geological Shop Talk. In this podcast, we bring you roughly 12 to 15 minutes of practical clinical methods, perspectives, and advice that has its work boots on. In the next few minutes, you'll get a clinical gem of practical material that you can begin to investigate the next time that you walk into clinic. Additionally, visit the show notes page for supporting materials from this week's guest on Shop Talk. All right, roll up your sleeves. Let's get to work.
Thank you, Michael, for giving me this opportunity to talk about palpation for this Shop Talk presentation. The French osteopath Jean-Pierre Barral says, only the tissues know. Shudo Sensei says that the foundation of our skill in assessment and treatment is palpation. Acupuncture is truly and primarily a manual medicine. Our ability to sense with our hands deepens and roots whatever theory we may have in the actual physical body of the person. My goal here is to use as an exemplar the Yuan Source Point Kidney 3 to enhance and differentiate and improve palpation skills for this primordial and key Yuan Source Point. My own approaches to palpation have derived from studying various Japanese bodywork systems, from Meridian Therapy's approach, from Toyohari, also from the channel palpation work of Dr. Wang Juyi, who I studied with in 1982. Combined with all of that, for the past 10 years, I've been using the osteopathic approaches of visceral manipulation. And this is, they all fit well together. Our medicine fits very well with osteopathic approaches. Now, I think the Western approaches have been too reductionistic. And we actually see this even among some of our own skilled practitioners, where there is a primary emphasis on trigger points, on motor endpoints, on e-stim. I think these are fabulous, very powerful, useful for specific myofascial neuro functions. But the totality of qi regulation, is missed in this way. Now, Wang Juyi says that channels are the pathways for the interaction of nerves, vascular, and lymphatic systems. So when you think of actually palpating at kidney 3, what are you feeling for? Where are you feeling? I believe that the contemporary descriptions of finding kidney 3 in TCM with a relatively heavy gauge needle and vigorous lifting and thrusting to generate a Da Qi response is included with the advice to be careful to avoid the artery. Now, the arteries are the driver of source points, and all of the yin channel source points are over a major artery. Lung 9 is our primary diagnostic artery area to feel the potency of all of the channels and of the general qi status overall. And when we think of what points are, again, Wang Juyi says the points are like busy markets, so many transactions going on between nerves, blood vessels, lymph, and other molecules and structures that are in the extracellular matrix that define health and vitality. One metaphor that might be useful is to think of a source point, in this case, Tai Chi, kidney 3, as being like a musical ensemble. So when we palpate What are the findings? We really want to palpate the quality of the posterior tibial artery. That's the source structure for source points. And is it puffy? Does it have good palpation? Can you feel its edges? And we know from Nanjing 69 that yin tends towards deficiency. And very few of us ever see kidney excess. Generally, the kidney as a primordial source point that integrates us to prenatal and postnatal engagements of Jing vitality is often the deficiency of kidney 3 is palpated by the quality and tone of that posterior tibial artery. So thinking again of this musical ensemble, the main stringed instruments might be the artery, but what about the woodwinds? What about the conductor? So that we can differentiate the bundle of qi transmission that is held within the bundled artery, nerve, and lymphatic vessels, veins as well. So that once we palpate the quality of the artery, then bundled right next to it and behind it is the posterior tibial nerve. And this can be palpated for how hard and tense does it give a neural response? Is there a blockage in the nerve transmission through this key source point? When it comes to the fluids, qi, blood, and fluids, fluids are rather easy to assess in that medial malleolus area. It's cold, it's damp, it's swollen, and easy to feel. So these are the three things that we want to be able to have more nuanced palpatory skill with. Now, unlike the TCM needle approach to tonify the artery, some of the Japanese techniques with their very fine, delicate needle and a gentle insertion, you can get to the outer layer, the muscular outer layer of the artery, the intima adventitia, this web of connective tissue wrapping the outer layer of the muscle. And as the delicate insertion of the needle reaches that layer, you can feel and you can see the actual pulsation of the shaft of the needle by the artery. This is the primary tonification technique to wake up the muscular wrapping, the muscular qi of the artery to allow for a stronger flow. So that is how the first level of treating yin deficiency in the kidney 3 artery is to get a good sense of the needle waking up and sparking the potency of that artery. Next, we want to assess the quality and tone of its partner, the posterior tibial nerve. So this is a very different palpatory experience. When you feel the kidney 3 artery, it's often soft, doesn't have a lot of tone. You may be able to feel its edges and boundaries. When you come over that artery immediately, and maybe you'll hook it with the nail of your middle finger, index finger, the nerve is like a fishing line, a thread, and it's small and discrete in a way which is very different than the artery. So we can feel the degree of tension and fixation in that artery. The artery has to be able to glide as joint movements extend and contract. So that is the posterior tibial nerve, when you have your fingers on it, are you able to have a sense of movement medially and laterally? And the treatment of that in the osteopathic initial approach, which is very similar to the Japanese, and particularly in Sotai movement therapy, go with the ease. So is there more medial movement? Let's encourage that and see if we can get the artery, the nerve, to have a greater lateral medial range of motion. and get it to soften and be a little more pliable. Then compressing gently on the nerve. And by the way, nerves and arteries really dislike direct hard compression. They both, in their essential qi dynamic, discharge distally towards the end. So when we get on that nerve and you compress it a couple of times, not so different than when someone's taking blood, how they'll want to wake up the vein to have a little more tone. And you compress, stay connected as you release, and often a positive response will be a sensation of discharge distally. You're not moving your finger, but you can feel a movement down in a way. So this is how we would support opening and the free flow of nerve qi through the kidney 3 source point. When it comes to fluids, as I said, they're pretty easy to see. The area is often cold, swollen, maybe damp. And here, in terms of the therapeutic response, I would like to say we can use moxa. And in this case, the TCM style of moxa would be very appropriate, pole moxa, where you're not directly on the skin, you're warming the area for improved flow. Or if you are a Japanese style practitioner, you might do heat sensing qi netsuku approach, or we can even use gentle stroking because the lymphatic vessels are one cell. They're very open. They don't either respond to strong pressure. And here, the among the various Japanese teishin tools, the chokushin, or you can use a gua sha with very light proximal stroking to move the fluids out of the gravity collecting area around the ankles and move it up into the calf and above the knee region. And here we can also use range of motion, so tie movements and flexion and extension to have the muscles push those fluids more distally. And there are, for all of these, associated points that are useful to add to the overall enhancement of qi flow through the source point. So for fluid accumulation, I particularly like Wang Juyi's combination of the He Si points, lung 5 and spleen 9, to move the fluids, particularly up past the knee so they can be go back to the core of the body. For the blood tonification of the artery, we could use spleen 6 and liver 9 over the saphenous vein and artery on the inner distal thigh. For the nerves, enhancing the nerve qi flow, we could use liver 3 and gallbladder 34. In addition, you might use other core bakshu points used for such points and also abdominal points like Ren 4 for the blood, Ren 7 for the qi. We have many different supportive possibilities. So these are the ways that I suggest that you can have a more refined and differentiated palpatory assessment and reading of what is really needing support and balance in this critical yuan source point. So I hope you find this interesting. If you're interested more in the fusion of osteopathic technique with our traditional East Asian medicine, one, look to the work of Dan Bensky and Chip Chase with Engaging Vitality. And you can go to, in the shop notes, my partner and I, Mark Petruzzi, are doing a Qi Blood and Fluids seminar in Honolulu, August 11th, 12th, and 13th, where we really go into great depth with building these skill sets to differentiate the totality of qi involving the reciprocal dynamic interrelations of nerves, blood vessels, and lymph that represent within the body the totality of a qi status. So thank you very much and look forward to hearing from you. I can be reached at jeffreydan@gmail.com.